Football is back. Are you ready? World champion football handicapper and Las Vegas' most respected sports gambler, Joe D'Amico, is ready. And you're listening to Joe D'Amico's Football Forecast. Winners, information, entertainment, and laughs, all emanating from the sports capital of the world, Las Vegas. And now, live from the CBS Sports Radio 1140 studios, your host of Joe D'Amico's Football Forecast, Joe D'Amico.
Hello, sports fans. Welcome to Joe D'Amico's Football Forecast right here on CBS Sports Radio 1140 on your AM dial. Coming to you at a special time this week, 8 to 9 a.m. Pacific, 7 to 8 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Next week, we're back to our regularly scheduled time, 10 to 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Listeners, each week, we're going to be giving you, our listeners, tons of free college and pro football winners by a rotating panel of world champion sports handicappers. The inside scoop on that week's most significant line movements by race and sportsbook directors right here in the Vegas casinos. And each week, a celebrity guest from right here on the Vegas Strip. It's going to be winners, information, entertainment, and laughs. That's Strip, not Streep. Today's show features myself, world champion sports handicapper Joe D'Amico, my right-hand man, the Copper Regine Hilton Contest winner, Chip Chirimbas, my dear friend and big Bears fan, Alex B. Smith, handicapper, respected handicapper, and analyst Doug Fitz, talking line movements direct from the Superbook at the Westgate Hotel and Casino, race and sportsbook director Jay Cornegie, and our celebrity guest, entertainer extraordinaire, and creator of the wonderful Monday's Dark, Mark Chinook. Welcome, everybody, to another informative and entertaining show. Guys, how about, we're going right in. I'm taking the handicappers, I'm the boss, so I'm taking my handicappers lie here. 2-0 last week on the show, 6-2 overall on the show this year. 5-1 last Saturday, 3-1 last Sunday, 2-0 on Monday night, including a perfect 4-0 on big games. Listeners, if you want to guarantee yourself a winning weekend, go to my website, www.aasiwins, that's aasiwins.com, or you can call my toll-free recorded message line, because I know how much you'll love to hear my voice on a recorded message, 1-800-563-8854, or my paid pick hotline for my highest-rated plays every major game day, 855-563-8854. Guarantee yourself a winning weekend. Our first segment is sponsored by Doc's Sports. Guys, everyone likes free stuff, but we've been natured that good things aren't free and free things aren't good. Hogwash. Let me tell you, over at Doc's Sports, they've been the pinnacle in sports betting for over 47 years for a reason, because they win. Let me tell you, I've got them to give all of our listeners out there $60 worth of their premium plays absolutely free. They're premium picks. No throwaways, no callbacks, no automated salesmen, no nothing, no phone calls, just big winners. www.joefree60.com. Get $60 worth of their premium picks absolutely free. Listeners, I want to touch real quick on something very important. There's a few games this week that are affected by the hurricane, understandably, but more importantly, the lives this storm puts in danger is more important. So all of us here at Joe D'Amico's Football Forecast want to send out our thoughts and prayers to all those families in the Southeast affected by this disaster. Our thoughts and prayers go out to all of you out there to be safe, and God bless. Let's dive right in. Today's college football winners, my right-hand man, Hilton Contest winner, the Copper Regime, Chip Chirimbas. How are you, Chipper?
I'm doing great, Joe. Thank you very much. It was a tremendous Saturday. Not only did we give a free winner here with UNLV, which won easily against the number for all the locals, but we went 5-0, that's right, Saturday, straight up, taking underdogs at one outright, highlighted by our huge winner with Georgia, plus 3.5 over Tennessee. Won that one easily, Joe, along with Washington State. And it was just a plethora of winners on Saturday, and I have more of the same. My complimentary winner this week is a late game Saturday night. UCLA is a 10-point favorite on the road at Arizona State. Now, last week we posted USC against Arizona State, and they have been decimated. Their defensive backfield is hurting, and they have a freshman quarterback who's going to start. Their normal quarterback is done. I think the number is outrageously high because UCLA can pass the ball. Arizona State's giving up 398 yards per game through the year. They're last in the Pac-12, and UCLA's defense passing efficiency only allows 48% completions. I think this is a romp here. I think the numbers telling you that UCLA is going to stomp the Sun Devils in Arizona.
Chip Chirimbas likes my alma mater, UCLA. I went to the University of Cornell, Lexington Avenue. Chip wants to chime in again. What do you got, Chipper?
Well, Saturday we do have a live pick phone number for you from the A-Play. We've had four winners in the last 5 days, and today you can get our big-time winner at 1-800-572-4884. That's 800 800- 972-4884. Thank you, Joe.
Chipper Chirimbas, respected handicapper and analyst, a good friend of mine, Doug Fitz. Doug, how do you feel about Chipper's UCLA, UCLA play?
Well, I know that I like it in the sense that Arizona State burned me last week, so and they did not look very good, and I would worry about that freshman quarterback. So I'd have a tendency to go along with Chip on that one.
There you go. Doug, great minds think alike, by the way. Doug, while you've got the floor, can you tell us who you've got today in your college football free pick winner?
I have got Mississippi State later today over Auburn, and we'll start out with Auburn started the season with five of their games at home. This is their first road game. They're 4-1 ATS, but they travel to Starkville, which is a very tough home field with all the cowbells and all that stuff constantly going on. Mississippi State's been an underdog only once so far this season. They covered on September 17th at LSU. And going back to previous two seasons, they went 6-3 ATS as dogs. They've covered both their conference games this year, and the past two seasons they've gone 10-6 ATS against conference opponents. Also, the Bulldogs fit into a pretty good historical system that I use involving rushing differentials. So I'll forgive the first game at Starkville this year where Mississippi State was 28-point favorite and got beat straight up by South Alabama. We'll call that just – we'll just chalk that one up to the first game of the season and them not being very focused. I think they get the job done this later today against Auburn.
Doug, can you tell all of our listeners where we can get all your winners, please?
I have a free site, systemplays.com. I'm also on Twitter. It's at Fitz, F-I-T-Z, underscore Doug, D-O-U-G. Everything I give out on my site is absolutely free. I'm not selling a thing. I've been doing it for, 14 years now, I think. And so you can go there, get all my picks, or Twitter. And, again, everything absolutely free.
Do you have a comment page on your site so people can let us know how they're doing? Since it's free, I'm like, hey, no.
I'm
32-1. So I'm coming to your free site.
I'll tell you right now, you know,
I need more cowbell.
Not very many people in this business, let alone the world, put their money where their mouth is. A free site.
That's awesome.
Since its inception, Doug Fix, guys. And I got to tell you, Chip, he really sounds professional compared to us.
I'm telling you, I found out Auburn's played five straight home games. And,
there you go.
You have to be looking against.
I was taking notes while Doug was doing his analysis. I'm a little taken back. Doug, great analysis. We're gonna go over. How are we doing on time, Mark? All right, we're going to go over to the man in the Midwest, one of my best friends, Hogs and Heifers' own representative. No, I'm kidding. Alex B. Smith, a respected handicapper, a dear friend of mine. Alex, what do you got for us, buddy?
Joe, what's it? Thanks for having me on. Again, I got for today, coming up, is it's in the East Coast. Talked about with the weather issues. You got the Black Knights of Army traveling down the Tobacco Road to battle the Duke Blue Devils. You look at these two teams last year. They played at West Point. The Devils crushed the Cadets 44-3. That was Army's worst loss since 1979. I think this year's matchup is going to be a little bit different. Army's been playing very well. They run the ball. They're famous for their triple option offense, but they've been stopping the run as well. Cadet opponents have only been gaining 91 yards per game. That's ninth best in the nation. You look at the Duke Blue Devils, they got injuries on both sides of the ball. They've been allowing 139 yards rushing from opponents. That number is as high as 160 yards in home contests. You got some of the bad weather. Not so much just the heavy rain, but the high winds that's going to affect some of the passing, some of the kicking games from both of these teams. So Army being the better team running the ball and stuffing the run, I like the Black Knights to get the points here, and that's a game that I definitely going to be looking at. It.
Alex, can you tell everybody where we can get all your winners? Let me try to get all your winning information and all your winners and all your winning. How about that, Alex?
No, absolutely. You get all of my winning plays, college football, all sports, at axsmithsports.com. You can also follow me on Twitter. I give out a lot of free plays there, at axsmithsports.
Well, Alex Smith, now I'm going to tell you, I like Army this week. I did get burned with them a couple of weeks, Chip. I don't know if you remember. They were my free game here on the show. I got burned with them. I liked them this week. I'm a very superstitious guy. I felt if I would have put them out this week, I would have taken it. I would have shot myself in the foot. But being superstitious, I did not put them out. I liked them this week. I think you're on the right track. Guys, our next segment is coming to you by EcoWash. This time of the year, guys, we got wind, we got rain. It is hard to keep our cars looking good. There's only one place I bring my cars. It's over to EcoWash, 7235 South Rainbow. They've got hand washes, $7 and up, automated washes. They've got car washing and detail, smog checking and repair, window tinting, all types of servicing, lube, oil, filter, everything you need. I wouldn't bring any of my Cadillacs or my 72 Ford Mustang Mach 1, which Chip loves, anywhere else. That's EcoWash over on 7235 South Rainbow. Guys, when we return, more college football winners from Joe D'Amico's Football Forecast. Welcome back to Joe D'Amico's Football Forecast on your CBS Sports Radio, 1140 on your AM dial. Just this week, we're coming to you a little bit early, starting next week again, 10 to 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time through the entire football season. Nothing but college and pro football winners by my rotating panel of world champion football handicappers. Now, guys, we're going to go into the boss of all bosses, Joe the Boss, me. I've got a big free winner on college. As you know, I went 2-0 again on the show. Guys, there's quite a few factors contributing for my college football pick of Virginia Tech this week. I know North Carolina is scoring points, but Virginia Tech's defense, guys, they're just awesome, holding foes to just 18.8 points per game. The Hokies come in well-rested off a bye week and catch the Tar Heels in a big sandwich spot. Guys, they come in off their last-minute win over the Seminoles last week and have a big matchup on deck with the Hurricanes. Virginia Tech has covered the last three in this series, but enter this meeting looking for some vengeance as they dropped last year's matchup at home, 30-27. Tech has the defense to slow down quarterback Mitch Trubisky, say that three times quick, and running back Elijah Wood on offense and on defense. The Heels are yielding a whopping 31 points per game and have to contend with dual-threat quarterback Jared Evans. Listeners, 67% completion rate, 970 yards passing, 13-1 touchdown to interception ratio, 209 yards rushing on the ground. The road team in the series is 7-3 against the spread the last 10 meetings, while the Hokies are 4-1 against the spread the last 5 games. Scratch that. The last 5 games played at the Tar Heels. I'm taking the points of Virginia Tech here. Now, this line did move about a point and a half. I wouldn't be surprised if this line is at 1 by game time or even a pick 'em. But I'm going to tell you what, no matter what, Virginia Tech is going to win this game. Chip Cherembis wants to chime in. Chip, what do you think?
Well, I think it's a tough spot for North Carolina coming off that win over Florida State. They win on the last play of the game, a field goal. And emotionally, I don't know how they get back up here. And by the way, Virginia Tech always seems to be able to come up big in this situation. They've won 15 of their last 16 regular season games. I think you got the right side, Joe.
Thank you. Great minds think alike, and I love Chip. That's why Chip and I are partners here. Actually, we rarely agree on a game, and when we do, double up, listeners. I want to go right into what I feel is the most entertaining part of our show, our celebrity guest segment. Yes, he is as cute as Jennifer Romas, listeners.
Wow.
That is without a doubt.
Wow.
And I believe in giving back to the community, but my next guest has taken it to another level. Las Vegas entertainer, creator of Monday's Dark, Mark Chinook. Mark, welcome.
Yeah, baby.
Mark, welcome to the show.
I'm following in big footsteps with Jennifer Romas here last week. You know, she's in a topless show.
Yes, she is.
I'm definitely, thank God, not in a topless show.
If it would make you feel better, you could take your shirt off anytime.
No. You're bald and you might start rubbing your head on me.
I'll rub my head on you anyway, just for luck.
He's bringing oil.
You don't need luck. Well, he goes to EcoWash for the lube.
I go.
You know.
There you go, everybody.
Hey,
the FCC. The FCC will be coming after me this week, not Mark Chinook, by the way, if you were looking for him. Mark does an enormous amount. First of all, everybody knows him around town. He's been in a lot of shows, which he's going to tell you about.
You should be my agent.
I love you.
This is great.
I love you. I love you, Mark. I mean, come on, man. Mark is well-deserved of all the accolades he does receive here in town. He talk about giving back, and honestly, I know we have a lot of fun on the show. I'm going to get a little choked up. Mark does so much for so many charities locally that it's just amazing. Mark, please tell us about Monday's Dark, what it's about, and who they help.
Yeah, this is great. Thank you first for having me on, because what you're doing for me is allowing me to introduce Monday's Dark to your listeners who might not know what it is. And what it is essentially it's a 90-minute variety show that happens once a month. We partner with a different local charity, and I bring the top headliners from the Strip together. We gather at Vinyl and Hard Rock, and in 90 minutes, we raise $10,000 or more. We've been doing this for 3 years now. We've partnered with over 30 charities. We've raised over $300,000, all staying right here in Vegas. So it's an honor to be on the show. So thank you so much because, you know, I come from a sports background. I'm from Canada. I played in the Canadian Hockey League. My dad owns a hockey franchise. I'm deep involved with the team coming here. And so to be on this handicapping show is cool because, you know, I'm just your amateur guy, so I'm learning a lot. But I do throw some money around. And I actually have a challenge. I have a challenge since I'm on the show. So Monday's Dark is launching a huge campaign right now called The Space. We're creating a community center. We're building our own facility so that charities can have a home and we can continue to fundraise for them. So if you go to mondaysdark.com, it's Monday with an S, dark.com. It tells you all about Monday's Dark. But with The Space, we are launching a huge fundraiser. Our goal is to raise $500,000 by December 31st. We're almost halfway there in 12 weeks, which is incredible.
Wow.
So that tells you the kind of support and feedback we're getting from the community. So I brought $500 in cash with me today that I'm going to give to you, Mr. D'Amico. And you have until December 31st to take it and make as much as you possibly can doing what you do best. Because if I did it, it'd be gone in one Saturday afternoon. But if you do it, I know that you can come back to me with a little envelope and we'll make it as Cadillac Goomba style as you want. I would love it. Pull up along the side of the curb at the Bellagio, be like, hey, Chinook, I got something for you. And I want to see what we can do with the guys that you bring on this show that are so knowledgeable of the game. I'm like, man, I've sort of hit the lottery a little bit here where I know that, you know, we don't have to go crazy out of the gate, but I'm going to give you $500 and we'll come back. I'll come back in a couple weeks and we'll see how it's doing and we'll put it all towards the charities that we're helping. I think it would be an incredible thing. And if we hit, I'm just going to throw it out there, if we hit $10,000 by January 1st, Joe D'Amico's name will live on the wall of our lobby for life.
No pressure on Joe D'Amico, guys. And if I just fall short, there ain't going to be a couple of kids like that are that look Oliver knocking on my door saying more, please, right?
No, we're crushing it. The community support has been incredible. You know, when I moved to Vegas to do Rock of Ages, it really gave me a voice, and I was such a part of such a really cool show. But the transition for me, this, you know, life changes, and I've never been in a cooler spot where I'm helping people. The people who surround us are devoted to helping people because all we do is partner with charities. Yes. And so every time I meet a new charity, that person has committed their life to helping somebody else. And so this community that has come together to rally around Monday's Dark and the creation of The Space is truly iconic and really cool, and it's epic. And you're a part of it. Your friends are a part of it. You've been to our events. You know what it's about. And, you know, you bring me on your show like this means the world to me. So I don't want to take up too much time because everybody knows what it's about. Go to mondaysdark.com. Big fundraiser there. There's a donate now button. $10. We have a GoFundMe page. You can donate $10. You can donate $1,000. You can donate $20,000. I don't care. We'll take it. You're going to be helping Las Vegas's community. And it's something that I'm proud of. So I thank you so much for having me on.
I want to thank you, Mark. And listeners, I want you to know that a lot of you follow me on social media that you know I do 150, 200 shows a year with my wife. If we have a bad habit, it's going to shows. And we do a lot of shows. And I run into Mark a lot. I run into a lot of people around Mark. And I've got to tell you, you know, you run into certain celebrities, and a lot of people kiss their butts because they are who they are. But so many people genuinely, sincerely care for Mark because of the time, the devotion, the energy, and the love that he puts involved. He has some great people around him. I want to give a shout-out. May I give a shout-out to my friend Andrea?
Yeah, absolutely.
Andrea Duper, who is just the sweetest lady. She's on Mark's team. She's one of our closest friends. He's got so many great people around him, but Mark, when he walks into a place, the whole place lights up, and it is because Mark is no BS. He's a wonderfully talented entertainer, by the way. Great singer, great entertainer. And you know what? He could go on and on just building up his own brand name, but he takes so much of his own time to give back to Las Vegas. He gives to kids. He gives to women and breast cancer. He gives to the troops. He gives to the Las Vegas Metro, the firemen. And I've come to see the show several times, and I'll tell you what, the people that come forward, the who's who's from Las Vegas entertainment, and sometimes some world entertainers that come in.
I remember when I started, I had to get on the phone to convince people to be a part of Monday's Dark. I said, hey, I got this idea. I want you to come down and perform a song. And now it's the reverse, where our phone rings saying, how can my clients, how can my, you know, agents are calling us, actors calling us, performers saying, how can we be a part of it? And that tells you that, you know, everybody in town wants to contribute. They want to help. They want to give. I'm not a doctor. I'm not a lawyer. I'm an actor. You know, I'm an actor who sings. So I can only give by doing what I do. So I entertain. I put on a good show. And I charge $20. I don't rip anybody off. It's $20. Anybody can come to it. And we've raised over $300,000 charging $20. So we've got a cool brand in Monday's Dark. And the space is just going to be an offshoot of that. It's a new home for Monday's Dark. And this fundraiser has been overwhelming, man. So if you go to the Monday's Dark website, you'll see an advertisement there for our next event, which is for Candlelighters, Kids Cancer Society here in our agency in Vegas. We're going to partner with them on October 17th. We're going to raise probably 10 or 15 grand for them in 90 minutes. But there's also a link to our fundraiser for the building. And I can't stress it enough. You know, don't go to Starbucks today. Don't go to Starbucks. Make a donation to our GoFundMe page for $10. It makes the biggest difference. In 2 weeks that we've had the GoFundMe page up, we've done $17,000. So it's been incredible. So all you listeners out there, don't go to Starbucks. Don't go to In-N-Out. And throw a wager on me. Bet on me that I'll turn that that space into a facility that you can be proud of for Las Vegas and will help a lot of people.
Guys, as the most acclaimed sports handicapper on the planet, I'm going to tell you right now, I'm betting on Mark Chinook, and so should you. Go to that GoFundMe page. Go down to Monday's Dark. Go check out the space first, too. It is amazing. It is beautiful. It is gorgeous. They're going to do so many wonderful things there. Guys, we're going to come right back in a minute. This next segment is going to be brought to you by Straight Up Tanning. Guys, we all want to look and feel our best, but our crazy work schedules and the weather changing isn't easy. Our friends over at Straight Up Tanning, they have 8-minute stand-up beds, 20-minute lay-down conventional beds. They got spray tans. They have red light therapy. That's natural Botox. We all need our vitamin D. I want to make sure I look good. You look good, too. Your first tan is free. 6870 South Rambo over at Straight Up Tanning. Go there. Your first tan is free. Welcome back to Joe Domingo's Football Forecast right here on CBS Sports Radio, 1140 on your AM dial. Coming to you a little earlier today, but starting next week, you're back to our regularly scheduled time, 10 to 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Guys, I've got another, Joe Domingo's got another pro football winner for you. I mean, I had the Broncos again last week?
It was the Broncos.
It was a Chip, remembers. I'm coming in this week. I'm going to tell you right now, listeners, Carson Wentz showed me a lot of poise and just how talented he is, the way he scrambled, audibled, and ad-libbed 2 weeks ago in Philly's 34-3 dismantling of Pittsburgh. The Eagles come in here. What's up?
Go ahead.
Here comes Chip.
Here we go.
But he tried to naysay me with the Giants last week, and I got him. The Eagles come in here off a bye week, now 3-0, straight up and against the spread. And once again, being Sicilian, guys. And guys, we're big on vengeance, and we certainly can smell our own. They look to avenge last year's 45-14 beatdown at the hands of the Lions on Thanksgiving. This is a team that owns the top defense in the NFL, allowing just 9 points per game, being equally strong against the pass and the run, not to mention that their defense is 100% healthy. They face a Detroit team that has lost and failed to cover the last three. Matthew Stafford tossed 2 INTs and gave away last week's contest to a previously winless Chicago team. The Bears D gave Stafford problems. Let's be honest, guys. The Bears ain't the Eagles. Philly's running back Ryan Matthews a bit banged up, but he liked that one. Mark Chinook liked that one. Ryan Matthews a little banged up, but Smallwood and Sproles can step right in, and they also see the return of tight end Zach Ertz. He's a big target. The Lions, 3-7 against the number. The last 10 games played at home, 1-4 against the number. The last 5 games played versus teams with a winning record, and 0-4 against the spread. The last 4 games played in the month of October. I'm taking the Eagles to soar. I know Chipper wants to chime in. He's chomping at the bit. Come on, Chip. Give it to me.
I got
to
go against you here, Joe. There's no doubt about it.
Well, there's a surprise.
Right? I mean, here the Eagles come flying high in, of course, 3-0. 2 weeks to savor that 34-38-3 win over Pittsburgh. They just sat and pounded the Steelers. The Steelers got off the schneid after that loss and came back pretty strong last week.
You could tell Chipper was waiting for this one.
But no, I was surprised you were coming with this side. I wasn't aware of it. But I think that for my money, I'm looking for Detroit, who's had they sit there and get beat by the Chicago Bears last week, who are absolutely pitiful. Yeah. I think they're going to try and regroup and get home together. I think I'm going to get a great effort out of them. I'm looking at Detroit myself.
Well, I'll tell you what. You said they're going to try to regroup. I can try to stuff a basketball. I ain't coming near the net. It doesn't matter. Kim Kardashian could try to tell us that wasn't a set-up robbery.
Oh, it's not sauce. It's gravy.
We can tell you. I'm going to tell you now, guys. You could try to do a lot of things in life. Listen, I want to tell you, this segment is being brought to you by Russo's Pizza Kitchen. Go down to Russo's Pizza Kitchen on Trop and Rainbow. Mention my name, get a free appetizer. Betty and Veronica, chocolate and peanut butter. Ruth and Garrick, there is nothing better than pizza and football. Guys, whether you go in or stay at home and call in for takeout, they have the best pizza. And you're talking to an Italian from Lower East Side, Little Italy, New York City. They have the best pizza in Southern Nevada. There's no place to go for pizza. Now there is. Russo's Pizza Kitchen. They have the best pizza. They have the best calzones, strombolis. Forget about their sandwiches. And they have phenomenal pasta. They have the nicest staff. You sit your butt on the couch. You make a phone call to Russo's, 702-489-4444. And let me tell you, by halftime, you just call up a couple of little cuties, a couple of cheerleaders. By halftime, you got your own halftime football party. You will not find better pizza in Southern Nevada. Now, we've got a few things happening. Let me tell you. First of all, Alex, I want to ask you something. Do you agree with Chip? Chip is going against me on that. He likes Detroit. I've got the other side. What do you think about that, Alex?
No, you know, I'm with you on this one. I like the Eagles. I watched that Bears-Lions game. The Lions looked horrible last week. You know, and the Eagles, they're, like you said, they're flying high. Carson Wentz is looking really good. He's getting a bunch of his weapons back now. And like you said, it definitely looks like an Eagles team that is ready for the long haul, ready to make an actual run this year. Detroit's got a lot of issues, especially on the defensive side of the ball. I think Wentz is going to have another big game. I like the Eagles to win big in that one.
There you go. Now, great minds think alike, and Alex Smith wants to come back on the show. Chip is fired. Mark Chinook wants to chime in with a pro game real quick. Mark, what do you got this Sunday?
I'm taking the Cowboys at home. This is going to be a challenging game to call. I think it's tight, but I'm looking at the quarterback situation, right, with Dallas, and everybody's talking about if Romo comes back, is he healthy, is he going to play? I think this kid in Dallas is fantastic, and he's got a lot to prove. And I think he's going to shine at home, and they're going to beat Cincinnati. I don't know what the numbers are right now, but I'm a big fan of this kid. And you want to see the young guy succeed, and I think he's going to bring his A game. I think Dallas is going to rally for him, and I think they're going to beat Cincinnati. I don't know that's necessarily what the spread's showing or what you analysts want to say. But if I had to go with the gut, I'm taking Dallas at home, and I guarantee you they cover the spread, whatever it is.
Doesn't this Dallas offense remind me of when Russell Wilson first went to Seattle, where they controlled the ball on the ground, controlled the ball, didn't turn it over, and let the defense, for the most part, give him field position and victories?
Yeah.
I think you may be right about this one. Cincinnati has a habit of not coming through in big games, particularly on the road. I could see Dallas winning this game.
Cool.
All right. Mark Chinook with Dallas.
I chimed in.
I'm glad Mark chimed in.
And I'm not a Dallas fan, but I like the kid.
There you go. Mark Chinook, the Canadian, likes Dallas this week.
Flutie, baby.
There you go. Flutie and Wayne Gretzky. Guys, my favorite part of this show where we get to hear why certain lines have moved, talking to us is one of the industry's most respected and certainly most well-liked race and sportsbook directors, direct from the Superbook at the Westgate, Jay Cornegie. Welcome, Jay.
Hey, guys.
How are you today, buddy?
Oh, we just we've had some technical issues over here, and not just in the book, but for the entire property, and it's certainly challenging for us. No matter what day it is, when your systems are not working, and you can't accept wagers, it's a challenge.
I would probably blame it on the heat coming from Jennifer Romas and the Sexy Show.
Yeah, we got to blame it on somebody.
There you go.
I tell you, what we're doing is I know a lot of our listeners, you know, probably have phone apps or, you know, visit the Superbook. We certainly apologize for the inconvenience, but this is all happening for a reason, and we're changing out all our IT rooms, our power supplies to upgrade all our equipment, and unfortunately, we have some collateral damage along the way, and that's exactly what's happening.
Well, listeners, the Westgate is making great things even better. They're upgrading some things, so just be patient with them. Jay, our listeners had such a great response to your previous appearance on the show talking about what college and pro football lines moved and why. They want to know what's going on this week. Tell us. We are on the edge of our seat.
Well, we we've been down for the last couple hours, but I could give you some of the bigger plays that we've seen over the course of the last few days and some of the bigger movements, which is usually involving some of the bigger plays and the bigger money. So you look at Boise State for one. You know, tonight you look at Boise open 17, now 19. You look at Old Dom that's moved their game. You got Old Dom minus 8 to minus 10.5. They also played East Carolina, plus 19. Pittsburgh, on the college ranks, went from 8 down to 6. And one of our bigger moves of the week was Penn State that went from minus 1 to Maryland on the other side, minus 3. So those are some of your top sharper plays that you'll have on the college ranks.
Yeah, Jay, I had a question about the this is Chip Trimmis, by the way. And I was wondering if you guys got hurt in late Sunday afternoon with all the favorites covering.
We did. It wasn't a disaster by any means, but we had a little bit of a cushion there. I think what happened across the town, you had mixed results, and that's exactly kind of what we happened to have. We ended up being a very small winner for the day. I've talked to a few others that had not significant losses, but it was a losing day for them. And I also talked to a few people that actually had a small winning day. So again, a mixture of results there.
I have one question about Saturday's action. Colorado, the ranked team at USC, and USC coming off that huge win over Arizona State, seems like they're a pretty strong favorite considering they're 2-3 against this Colorado team, which really shows they can move the ball.
Yeah, what a upgrade this Colorado team has been over what we've seen the last couple of years. They're just doing a tremendous job with that program. As you know, even when they were losing to Michigan, remember they were at Michigan. I believe they were up 21-0 in that game. So a lot of speed in Colorado these days, and you can tell the coaching has certainly taken over there in Boulder. USC is always full of, you know, some prize recruits. You always get a lot of talent there. That line has come down over the last few days. As it's, I believe, like I said, we've kind of been blind over the last couple of hours here. But I believe there was 5.5, 6s at the beginning of the week, and now you're looking, you know, what, 4, 4.5 is the last time I saw it.
Any big movement on Sundays?
Sunday, you got some sharper plays as well, as expected. You know, they played the Eagles earlier in the week at minus 3. They played the Vikings at minus 6.5. Falcons at plus 5.5. And the Giants plus 7.5. So those are the four sharper plays that we've seen so far on Sunday.
But, well, you know, strangely enough, I'm surprised I've seen as much Giant action as I have. You're not the only place that has it, but they have to play it out. We'll see what happens.
Yeah, it should be an interesting game. I'm not sure what's going on with Manning there, but that was just a it wasn't a typical Eli performance. We've seen maybe not on a consistent basis. I mean, they've all had bad games, and Eli certainly has had his share of them. But for some reason, it looked like he was really rushing his throws. I know that. The Vikings have a great defense, a great defensive front that's putting a lot of pressure on the quarterbacks. But for some reason, it looked like he was totally out of sync. They had some issues there. Hopefully, with what the what has come out of New York this past week, maybe they can put some of those things on the side and concentrate on football.
Thank you, Jay.
Jay, I want to thank you. Racing Sportsbook Director over at the Westgate, Jay Cornegie, one of the best books anywhere in the world, let alone Las Vegas. Guys, go over to the Westgate to everything under the sun. They've got props. They've got everything. They've got 1,000 TVs, and they've got the one and only Jay Cornegie. Jay, thanks for being on the show again.
All right, thanks, guys. Have a good weekend.
All right, guys. We're going to go right into commercial, right back with more NFL winners. Joe D'Amico's Football Forecast. Welcome back to Joe D'Amico's Football Forecast on CBS Sports Radio 1140. Guys, more NFL free winners from World Champion Sports Handicappers. We're going to move right into the Copper Regime speed round. Chip Chirimbas, Hilton contest winner.
Very disappointed on Sunday after going 5-1 three straight Sundays. Went 2-4 this Sunday. And one of the free plays right here was San Francisco blew a 14-0 lead. I'm going to come back this week and make it even uglier for you. I'm going to give you the Jets as my complimentary winner. They're 5-19 lifetime against Pittsburgh, though they did beat them the last time they played them 2 years ago as a four-point dog. They won outright. But New York Jets have looked so terrible two straight weeks. I think they have to really rally the horses here, get together, or rally the wagons, I guess. Wouldn't it be circle the wagons? Circle the wagons, and I think the Jets are to side against Pittsburgh. I really don't think they can win, but they might keep it close.
Chip Chirimbas. Doug Fitz, any comments on that game?
I love that play, Chip. That's one of my plays. I posted on my site a few days ago. I happen to agree with you.
Hope it wins.
Yeah, we're in trouble now.
Great minds think either they're psychic or psychotic.
I'm worried about my $500 now.
There you go. Wally has the floor, respected handicapper and analyst, Doug Fitz. What do you got for us Sunday?
Okay, Sunday, let's go with those San Diego Chargers getting 3.5 right now against hopefully the Las Vegas Raiders. Now the Raiders are 3-1 straight up in ATS and have kind of become a public team, but all three of their wins have come on the road, and they were beat by Atlanta in their lone home game as a four-point favorite. As well as the Raiders have played, they've actually been outstated in almost every rushing and passing category in all four of those games. Including the above-mentioned loss against Atlanta, the Raiders have only been favored 7 times over the past 2 seasons because they obviously haven't been very good until this year, and they've covered only 2 of those games. San Diego squandered huge leads in all of their losses, especially the first week in Kansas City and, of course, last week in New Orleans. They also squandered that loss against Indianapolis. They could be at least 3-1, or they actually should be 4-0. Just a side note on that game also, division road dogs this year, 9-4 against the spread.
There you go. Doug, one more time, where can we get all your winners?
Systemplays.com, totally free site. Also, I'm on Twitter, at Fitz, F-I-T-Z, underscore Doug, D-O-U-G. Thanks, Joe.
Thank you, Doug. We love having you here. We're honored because you really made us all sound stupid today. I'm a little mad at you. Our next friend, Alex Smith. Alex, what do you got going on for us, buddy?
Oh, Sunday, I got the Denver Broncos, the Atlanta Falcons getting together. Denver Broncos looking to go 5-0 for the third time in 4 seasons on Sunday. They beat Tampa Bay last week 27-7. Trevor Siemian looked well, then he suffered a short shoulder. Paxton Lynch came in and picked up right where he left off, looked really good in his rookie debut. Now they're playing against the number one offense, but one of the worst defenses in the league in the Falcons. You look at this Dirty Bird defense, has been ruffled up for over 31 points and 419 yards of total offense per game this season. But Atlanta, they're gaining 7.5 yards per play, 38 points per game on offense, and 478 yards per contest. I think this game's got a shootout written all over it. Even though the Broncos have a suffocating rush defense, I think Matt Ryan and company still find ways to throw the ball around them in Denver. I think this game's going to go way over the total of 47.5 points.
God damn, Alex, where can we get your winners?
You can find me on Twitter at AXSports, and you can go to my website, AXSports.com.
Alex, I love you. You're a speed round champion. Mark Chinook's going to chime in. He's got a big NFL winner for us.
I do?
It is not an NHL winner. We said NFL winner.
Oh, man, there's no hockey involved. I'm taking the Bears.
The Bears?
I'm taking the Bears going into Indianapolis like as an upset. That quarterback in Chicago wears his helmet really low, tries to be cool. He can barely see his eyes. Sometimes he doesn't throw it very well. But I think because the game's indoors, he doesn't have any pressure with that Chicago wind. He hates playing at home anyway because the fans hate him. I think he's going to go into Indianapolis. He might have a couple cocktails before he takes to the field. He's going to have a great game. I see him throwing for 3 touchdowns and an upset in Indy.
Mark Chinook.
Boom.
By the way, Mark Chinook played on this. He was backup to Wayne Gretzky and Wayne Gretzky's high school team. Just want you guys to know. Mark Chinook. Guys, one more time, I want all of our listeners to know, our good friends over at Doc Sports are giving all of our listeners $60 worth of their premium member picks absolutely free. No callbacks, no phone calls, no salesmen, fully automated. Let me try that again. Fully automated. www.joefree60.com. Get $60 worth of their top premium plays absolutely free. Guys, we got a great show this week. We got 4 minutes left. So I want to have a little bit of fun. My good friend Mark Chinook, I want to know the truth.
Uh-oh.
What was it like winning Dancing with the Stars and being married to Jessica Simpson? For all of our listeners out there, guys, Mark Chinook is really cute. He looks a lot like the Lachey brothers. And by the way, I've never seen him and either one of the Lachey brothers occupy the same space at the same time.
Well, we are distant cousins. No, I'm just kidding. My wife, believe it or not, is Filipino. And Nick Lachey is married to a Filipino girl. So it's actually funny. We do get stopped every now and then. People do a little quick take. They're like, is that? And then they see that I'm 5'7 and chubby. And they're like, no, that's not him.
Well, that's the Drew Lachey. That's the other one. Like Ben Affleck's brother Casey and Franco's brother Dave.
Good. So I'm the midget ugly brother.
Yeah, that's perfect. No, honestly, though, when I put up Mark's picture on the promo on social media, and I called my wife and I said, Dan, is this Mark? She goes, yeah. And then she came back in a minute later with her glasses, and she's looking at it when he goes, Dan, is this Mark?
Fault.
Is this Mark or is this Nick Lachey? No, that's Mark. Wait a minute. And then she's Googling Mark. And then but you know when you Google, Nick Lachey pops up once in a while.
That's creepy.
Well,
I'm not sure what's creepy. You think I look like Nick Lachey or you were at home Googling me watching football?
Don't feel bad. You Google me pictures of Joe Pesci without a hairpiece comes up. Chip is laughing. Guys, real quick, today, we've got a huge rivalry, the Red River rivalry. Chipper, what do you think about the Red River rivalry? Oklahoma, 10.5 at Texas.
It's the third straight year where Texas has been a double-digit underdog. They've won two of the last three times. And each time they play, it seems like Charlie Strong's job is in jeopardy, and he needs a big win. So most likely, if he's going to get the most out of them, the points might be good here because it is such a rivalry. And Oklahoma has been a little disappointing so far today.
A little disappointing.
Well, they got blown out by Ohio State, and Houston certainly dominated them.
More disappointed than Brad Pitt's looking right now with his divorce, I'll tell you right now.
Well, you never can tell what's going to happen.
You never can tell. Doug Fitz, I want to put you on the spot, the hot corner right now. New England, Brady's back. Gronkowski has one reception. They're laying 10.5 over a doormat Cleveland. It's still a big number. How do you feel about that game?
Don't lay double digits in the NFL on any team. That's what I say. So you know who I like this week. It's the Browns or pass. I wouldn't call that a ringing endorsement on the Browns by any means because they are bad.
Rookie quarterback.
Yes. Their 20th quarterback now in the last couple of years. But for all the listeners out there, never lay double digits in the NFL. The league is far, far too competitive to do that. If you're going to play this game or thinking of it, take the Browns or pass.
Now, guys, listen up. Right after this broadcast, you're going to hear the Red River rivalry, the Oklahoma-Texas game. Let me tell you something. That's the only thing in the world that could top this format is the Red River rivalry. It doesn't get any better than this. We got Alex Smith. We got Doug Fitz. We got Chip Trimmers. We got Mark Chinook. We got Jay Cornegie. We got Joe D'Amico. We had Jennifer Romas last week. Next week, Mark, you're going to like this. Next week, we have Mikey Perez, the guy on the billboard of Chippendales. Chipper, I'm going to say Chipper sidled up next to Jen last week. I want to see what he does next week with Mikey Perez. Listen, listeners, I want to thank all our guests. You got some great information. Keep coming back. You'll stay ahead of the game. Good luck, and have a winning weekend from Joe D'Amico and Joe D'Amico's Football Forecast.
And they'll do it in as little as 30 minutes with a written offer good for 7 days. Ah, good times. CarMax, drive what's possible.